Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. So day 31 from Scotland and day 26 on the Camino de Santiago. Today I'm walking from Trabadeo, Casa Susi, Albergue Casa Susi, to O Cabrero in Galicia. I leave around 7 that morning and arrive at my destination at 1 p.m, a roughly 19 kilometre journey that day. And that morning I had my breakfast, muesli cake, coffee and yogurt. And I left the Albergue Casa Susi about 7 o'clock that morning with Paola from Venezuela. Now, it was my intention to walk double, like 35 kilometres that day, but what we noticed was that the mountain that we're walking on, it took its toll. And there was also this kind of prospect of being able to see another sunset this high up, you know, in Galicia. So I wanted to just check into O Cabrero so that I could experience that. It was a tough journey. The last few kilometres of this journey was all through rural countryside and farms, and it was a tough journey. It was all rock and scree on your foot. And most of the way was like these single track roads as well. And I remember like walking through all these kind of old places, and it was quite hilly in some parts. And, you know, sometimes it was good that I had the company and Paola. Other times I felt like she was like holding me back. It was kind of like that love-hate relationship of we were good for each other when it came to like getting past the tough parts, like the hills and stuff like that. But then again, sometimes it was good just to not have someone talking in your ear all the time. But it was just one of these things that we just got on with. And she could talk. I remember that much. She just, you know, when it stopped talking, and she wouldn't necessarily have 100% positive attitude either. She's quite defeatist at sometimes, always surprising herself that when she was able to achieve something, you know, get to the top of that hill or get to the end of that road. And it was one of these relationships that you sometimes see in people along the way, that I can't, and then they realize that they can, but they don't seem to learn from it that much. But hey ho, that's the beauty of different people, different strokes and all the rest of it, isn't it? So imagine when we arrived in O Cabrero, and just remember getting into this place and just feeling excited that I was in Galicia, you know, and when we crossed over the border as well, so into the new province, that was really quite exciting. Walking up this kind of mountain, nice views all around us, but knowing that I was in, you know, Galicia, this mystical, magical place that has so much in common with Scotland and our Celtic history and Celtic heritage, that I was just kind of like really excited to eventually be here, and having made it along the horrible kind of road conditions that were so sore in your feet to get there. So when I sat down before we went to, I sat down first of all I checked in. I went to check in to the hostel and it was too early. There was a group of others that had arrived in front of me, and my worry was that there was no going to be any space to check into this. But I did manage eventually to check in. I remember in the queue, because there was a whole group of people, I think they were maybe scouts or something like that, that were in front of us. And they were getting attacked by these insects. They were quite, they're only kind of found in this part of the kind of Spain. In Galicia, there's big, huge things, like, maybe like clegs or something like that, but give you a nasty bite. So I was kind of like, kind of worried that I'm going to end up getting bitten by these things, because they're all freaking out by these, and they look horrible, like big stick insect type things, but they're quite noisy as well. But luckily I wasn't attacked by these insects. I just seen other people getting terrified by them. Once I put my bag in and I got myself checked in, I went down to the back into the kind of the main square part next to the church and in the marketplace. And I got some beer and ordered some Gallego soup, which was basically leek and tatty soup, leek and potatoes. I asked about getting some pinchos with my beer, but turned out that wasn't the culture or the tradition here, so there was no free food at all. Maybe just due to its, I can't even say due to its rural location, because all the other places that I'd been to up until that point were all pretty rural. So yeah, they were just more stingy with not giving away free stuff. Then I had a sidra. I went across the road and I had a cider, and it was the sidra variety. Now, when I was, remember when I was like crossing the desert? Well, I had like a big bottle of cider that day, 750 ml or a 1 liter bottle, something like that. Well, this was like the smaller bottle variety. So already I'm seeing a difference in prices. So I'd paid less for that big, huge bottle of cider than I was paying for this smaller bottle. So already I was seeing that there was a difference in the pricing, and no extra food with your drinks, and you were paying more for less for the alcohol in this area. In this place of Ocubriro, I met Christian and Begonia again, which was good. He tapped us on the shoulder when I was sitting down, and Paola, who I had been ahead of, she had she checked in to where she was going, and then she'd resurfaced and joined us to go for some food. So, and I remember this was the day that I kind of met some young Irish, Northern Irish. So Irish anyway, there were a couple of Irish boys, got chatting to them as well. So really just pretty much a chill day. And going for dinner that night, I managed to find somewhere that serves some nice hot food. So really just relaxed, ate, drank, rested, chatted with people that were around us. It was a good day. And knowing that tomorrow, all going well, and if it's flat, you know, downhill and then flat enough, then there's a possibility it could get to the 100K mark, you know, 100K to go to Santiago de Compostela. That was my goal. I really wanted to get to Sarria. You know, this is where Jimmy had headed to the before, so that he could then walk the last 100 kilometers. So I was maybe potentially one sleep away from getting to that place. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.